So we start saying Ritan Tal Matar last night. I'm just going to go over the halachot of one who forgot to say Barech Aleinu. So for the Ashkenazim, it's the same. Actually, it's more or less the same bracha. It's just one little difference in the middle. Instead of saying Viten bracha, you say Viten Tal Matar li bracha. For us, it's a completely different bracha. It's actually twice as long. Instead of Barchenu, we say Barech Aleinu. So one who forgot to say Barech Aleinu and he said Barchenu, if he reached before he said the name of Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem and Varech Hashanim, before he said the name of Hashem at the end of the bracha, so he should right then and there he should say V'ten Tal Matar Li Bracha, and then continue as just like he normally would continue and end the rest of the bracha. Now let's say he finished the bracha. He said Baruch Atah Hashem and Varech Hashanim. So, and he didn't start Tekaba Shafar Gadol, which is the next bracha there. So he should say V'ten Tala Matar Li Bracha right there, in between the brachot, and then continue Tekaba Shafar Gadol. If he started Tekaba Shafar Gadol, then he should continue until Shema Kolenu, and then at the end of the bracha of Shema Kolenu, when it says Ki Ata Shomea Tefilat Kol Peh, so right before that part, Ki Ata Shomea Tefilat Kol Peh, right before that, he should say V'ten Tala Matar Li Bracha. And if you forgot that also, I know there are many different details over here. And if you forgot that also, he still didn't. And he said, Baruch Atah Hashem. And then he remembered. So he should say, Lamdeni Chukecha. Go back and say, V'ten Tal L'matar Livracha. And then continue at the end of the bracha of Shema Koleinu, Ki Atah Shomea Tefilat Kol Peh. And then end the bracha and continue. Now once he finished the bracha of Shema Koleinu, said Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. If he did not yet start Ritzeh, so he still has another chance. Look how many chances Hashem gives you. He has another chance. Say V'ten Tal Matali Bracha right there before if he did not start Ritzeh yet. If he started Ritzeh, once he started Ritzeh, if he did not yet finish Shmona Esrei from Ritzeh until the end of Shmona Esrei, and then he remembered in between those two parts, he can go back. He goes back to the bracha of Barech Aleinu. And then continues with that order. Once he already finished the Yulu Atzon Refri, then I'm sorry, you lost the game, and you have to start all over. You have to start the Tefillah all over. So those are the many details that are involved in for one who forgot to say Barech Aleinu. The easiest way out of this is not to forget Barech Aleinu. So Bezat Hashem should be mezakeh us that we should say the tefillah, have proper kavanah, that we should never have to forget.